In Mesoamerican traditions, where careful astronomers charted the courses of planets and stars, the clouds held a quieter place, recognized as part of the living fabric of the heavens, though the great sweep of the Milky Way and the brilliance of Venus often commanded greater attention. Far across the Pacific, in the cultures of Australia, the Magellanic clouds were seen with sharp clarity. Among Aboriginal groups, they were not vague curiosities, but vital features, woven into stories of creation and spirit beings. For some, they were campsites of ancestral figures. For others, they served as fires glowing on the edge of the sky. Their presence in the southern heavens gave shape to a spiritual geography that connected land, people, and sky in a single continuum. Among the Maori of Aotearoa, New Zealand, the clouds were called Inga Patare Ka'aheu, sometimes linked to the winds or to drifting sails upon the ocean. They were part of the navigator's sky, guiding those who traveled across the seas, and also folded into cosmological narratives that gave meaning to the heavens as a whole. Yet despite this richness, these galaxies, each containing billions of stars, can still slip by unnoticed. To those unfamiliar with southern latitudes, their pale haze may seem no more than passing clouds or the faint gleam of atmospheric light. That such colossal systems, immense enough to rival the Milky Way in their own right, can appear to the human eye as little more than dim stains is a reminder of scale and perception. What in cosmic reality is immense becomes from Earth fragile and subtle, its true nature concealed until imagination or science reveals the enormity behind the glow. When Ferdinand Magellan's fleet crossed into the unfamiliar skies of the southern hemisphere, the sailors found themselves confronted with constellations unrecorded in their charts. The two pale veils of light, later bound to the voyager's name, became landmarks in their passage across the unmeasured ocean. To those men, exhausted by storms and longing for the stars of their homeland, the clouds offered both orientation and strangeness. They were adopted into the European map of the heavens, inscribed not for their mystery, but for their usefulness. And yet even in this practical role, they had retained an allure that no compass could fully command. Long before European ships carved their wakes across the southern seas, those same drifting galaxies had become woven into the stories and spiritual landscapes of indigenous peoples. Across Australia, South America, and the Pacific Islands, traditions gave them meanings as varied as the lands from which they were observed. Some regarded the bright patches as ancestral fires burning in the firmament, while others saw in them the silhouettes of great birds or the smoke of celestial hearths. In these interpretations, the clouds were not distant mechanisms, but living presences, stitched into cycles of hunting, planting, and remembrance. They guided journeys across land and sea, carried omens of change, and affirmed the kinship between earth and sky. The encounter between European navigators and indigenous cosmologies reveals more than a contrast of worldviews. It shows how the same light can be refracted into countless meanings. Where one tradition measured their position to plot a course, another discerned in their glow the voices of ancestors. The Magellanic clouds thus occupy a rare threshold, where science, exploration, and myth converge, each leaving its imprint on the legacy of those pale galaxies adrift at the edge of the Milky Way. To call the Magellanic clouds merely dwarf galaxies is to reduce them to a category that cannot hold the depth of their significance. The term speaks only to size and structure, overlooking the extraordinary role these companions play in unveiling the processes that shape the universe. They are not passive satellites circling the Milky Way, but dynamic arenas where cosmic forces reveal themselves with striking clarity. Within their luminous bodies, the birth of stars, the collapse of clouds, and the restless tides of intergalactic interaction unfold on a scale large enough to be read, yet near enough to be studied in detail. Gas and dust lie scattered through their regions in intricate filaments,